At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio, and today's episode is being sponsored by CB Distillery and Kalshi. A lot of stuff happening around the world. We had a major terror attack take place over in Turkey at an aerospace manufacturing company. As a matter of fact, what they actually end up manufacturing, believe it or not, is F-16s, and they've got the permission to do it through the U.S. DOD. Now, what they are saying is that they are manufacturing these aircraft and everything over there, and because of that, they believe that Kurdish terrorists are actually behind this. By the way, some of that more is going to include a mass surrender of hostages over inside of Gaza. We're talking like literally hundreds of them. And I've got video footage as well. Oh, God, I can't even forget about this either. IDF ended up publishing a list of six journalists, six of them, that work for Al Jazeera over inside of the Gaza Strip that they say also work for Hamas, and they provided the evidence. We're going to take a look at that today as well, and so much more. Now, this is CCTV footage of the attack over in Turkey. And again, over at the Turkish Aerospace Industries. Okay, this is them pulling up. Now, reportedly, to give you like a little bit of backstory to this, they ended up pulling up in this cab, and Turkish authorities are actually saying that the driver of this cab is no more. All right, so they pull up on this cab, and this is immediately what they start doing. Now, here you can see kind of like these cones where they're moving up. That's kind of important. I want you to keep an eye on that. Now, in this next video, you can actually see them rolling up and entering into the facility, okay? And with that being said, there's those cones I told you to keep track of. There's the taxi. And saying gunmen is actually not fair. They're reportedly one man and one woman, and they have both been taken down at this point. Now, watch this. They start moving up over to the doorway, just shooting through it. And what the authorities are saying is that they actually ended up conducting this at the shift change so that they were able to get inside of the factory a heck of a lot more easily. But they don't care. They're just blasting it away at everyone. And if you're wondering why Kurdish forces would be attacking Turkey, it's because Turkey has been bombing the crap out of them and going after them up over in, I guess, what it would be, southeastern Turkey. They've been going at it for years. Now, this next clip actually ends up capturing like an explosion and a bunch of shooting outside the factory. Now, allegedly, that was at the start of the incident. And like I said, Turkish Special Forces ended up arriving on scene. Well, this allegedly is that video. It's unknown how everything ended up unfolding, but the whole thing is came to a complete halt now. They're dead. We don't know what the heck's going on, but we do have a total casualty count for you. Right now, Turkish authorities are reporting that 5 people were killed and 22 were injured in that terrorist attack. Again, it looks like we had 2 shooters and allegedly somebody else had set off a bomb outside of the facility as the terrorists were going in there to conduct the attack. And what's on everybody's mind? When the heck is Israel going to attack Iran? Well, Defense Minister Gallant went over and was speaking with the pilots today, and what he said was following the attacks that the world is going to know that the amount of training and expertise that went into conducting this attack. And people are saying that this is going to go down sometime in the near future. We just don't have a timeline. But they are sticking by it, saying that they're going to be attacking Iran. And I saw reports yesterday that that everything was going to be going down then. I truthfully couldn't tell you, and I think only time is going to tell. I still stick by. I think they are waiting either on 1, the elections to be over and done with, or 2, human intelligence on the ground to confirm where some of these HVTs inside of Iran are. I'm speaking specifically of Iranian officials up to and including the Ayatollah. Now, why do I say that? Number one, because I feel like those pagers actually played into this a little bit. We know that the Iranian foreign minister over inside of Lebanon ended up catching some shrapnel to his face when one exploded as he was attempting to read it in PagerGate 2024. But additionally, I think it's kind of common sense that all of the members of the IRGC, the Iranian foreign minister, they had to have flown back at some period in time. And I highly doubt they turned their pagers back into Hezbollah. So I think that they got GPS location off that. Also, the other day when they ended up trying to assassinate Netanyahu, Hezbollah via the IRGC, really, the IRGC via Hezbollah, really, if you want to think about it, they flew the drone over into Netanyahu's house. I think that really pissed him off, and that just gave him more justification to kind of go after them. Now, this is probably one of the bigger stories that ended up coming out today that nobody's aware of. Pentagon says two U.S. troops injured in a joint mission that kills ISIS commander in Iraq. I'll say that again. The ISIS commander inside of Iraq got taken out in a joint operation between U.S. military forces and Iraqi forces. Done, schwacked, gone, bye-bye. He died like a dog. Listen, at the end of the day, taking out ISIS is always going to be a good thing. Now, I don't even think anybody really debates, other than radical Islamists, that ISIS are bad people. But my question is why isn't this national, international news? Like, I mean, that's a huge deal, right? And on top of that, at least here in the United States of America, we should have our media talking about that the ISIS commander got taken out, and that also two U.S. troops were injured, but you just don't hear about it. Now we're going to start talking about the amount of Hamas fighters that have been captured inside of Gaza in the last 24 hours. It's absolutely insane. And we've got the images and videos to back it up. All right, let's head on over into Gaza and take a look at some of these captured Hamas fighters that they've been pulling out from all over the place, mostly in the north. So what you are looking at is truckloads of these guys just being trucked out of Gaza, reportedly after Sinwar's death, and they have this quote-unquote siege that's taking place up inside northern Gaza. The IDF ended up telling them either they can surrender or die, and it looks like they have chosen the smarter option, which would be to surrender. At this point, you got to figure, this has been going on for like a year now. These guys have got to be tired. They've got to be hungry. They've got to be freaking beaten down. I mean, day in and day out of this fighting, and they end up getting like captured. And then Sinwar ends up getting killed. And the IDF tells them, if you don't surrender, we're just going to kill you. So what do? They surrender. Check this out. Now, this is clearly not an official publication from the IDF. I mean, it was filmed on a cell phone, it looks like, from an IDF soldier on the ground. But I want you to notice something. Some of the earlier images that the IDF was releasing of the Hamas captives, or the Hamas POWs, I don't even know what you want to call them at this point, but the Hamas terrorists, I think that's an accurate one. But check this out. They're all in white now and blindfolded. And it looks like they've got nice white enemy prisoner of war EPW suits on and like matching blindfolds. IDF is no longer marching them around in their underwear. So it looks like they learned from the last time we had mass surrendering of these people that now they're going to just show images of them with their clothes on. I have no doubt that they went through the same procedures, though, of stripping them down to their underwear to make sure they weren't going to go boom, boom as the IDF soldiers started to search them. Now, this is another really good one. This shows you exactly how many of these freaking people are surrendering. Now, I want you to take a look, notably, at how jacked up that area is. The idea that there is actually people, like civilians, that had been living in there is wild to begin with. But the IDF did warn them and tell them to get the heck out of Dodge. And whoever's going to be left, well, that's who they said it's time to surrender. Looks like all of these men are finally surrendering to the IDF. And while we're on the subject of Gaza, we might as well be talking about Al Jazeera, because the IDF just published and released information and intelligence that shows six Al Jazeera journalists were working for Hamas at the same time. And when I say they're working for Hamas, I don't mean that they're journalists being paid off by Hamas. I mean, some of these guys are actually trigger pullers in Hamas. Not like some of them are snipers. Some of them are commanders. Check this out. At least according to the IDF, they are. And they said that they ended up capturing all of these documents off the battlefield over inside of Gaza. And that's how they were able to substantiate all this. So let me zoom in here, because let's make sure these journalists' face get nice and big for everybody back at home. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that does not work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet and reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery targeted formulas are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code ROB for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com using code ROB, cbdistillery.com. So here we go. Six Al Jazeera journalists, Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists. There you go. There's their names right there on the screen. I'm not even going to bother pronouncing them. I don't even feel like saying them out loud, but you probably recognize some of their faces. And oh, by the way, I've got another journalist who happens to be in Sinwar's extended family. Well, I mean, I guess if Sinwar was still alive, it'd be his extended family, but I think it counts. But so we'll talk about that here in a sec as well. Let me back out a little bit and let's take a look at what the evidence is that they ended up attaching. So it took me a second to figure this out. And unfortunately, when I like blow it up on the screen, it makes it kind of hard to read, but all this can be found over on the IDF's actual website. You just type in Israeli Defense Force website into Google. It'll pop up. You can put it in English or whatever language you feel like speaking. So what we have here is Hamas operatives injury tracking document from 2023, and they translated it for you. So financial income details, injury details, military details, personal details. There you go, showing their names as you go through it. And this looks like it is the East Jabalia Battalion in Hamas. This would be their phone directory showing the names of it. Then they have like this, like actual, like military ID number, his actual ID number, when he enlisted in Hamas, and all of that other crap, and that he's also happens to be a journalist for no other than Al Jazeera. You can continue to go through all of these, and it looks like they use the same documents basically to substantiate all six of these journalists. So that's really interesting within itself. Like, I find it very, very interesting. I about died laughing looking at all this. I mean, it's insane. Salary document for Islamic Jihad operatives from 2022. Now, you got to remember, some of the stuff is a little bit older, but at the same time, like this one from 2019, all right, you got to remember, like, this radical ideology is not exactly something that is just going to disappear overnight. Now, I often reference that in 1864 is when the U.S. Civil War ended with the Emancipation Proclamation and everything else. And we still had the civil rights movement all the way up to the 1900s. That's how ingrained in their mentality, like with this extremist viewpoint, it really kind of is. Only in my opinion, it's on a different level, because these people that we're talking about in this document actually believe all of this stuff is allowed by their God. Can't make that crap up, ladies and gentlemen. It's true. Go read Hamas's charter if you don't think I am being truthful. And while we're on the conversation of journalism and issues, I want to bring this up to you guys, because, and I want to show you just how flipping important it is to make sure that you're vetting information you come across, whether or not it's on Twitter or whether or not it's just anywhere out in the world. I don't give a crap if you read it in somebody who you think is a reputable news agency, or if you hear it from me. For the love of God, verify what you're seeing. Actually, do the independent research and go check it. I want you to be a critical thinker. Now, here's why. Earlier today, as I'm going through and doing research, I saw this post by Mario Knopfler's account. Okay. And what it says is, Pentagon chief, no evidence of Hezbollah cash bunker under Beirut's hospital. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said that there is no evidence supporting Israel's claim of a Hezbollah bunker. Is that necessarily true? So he cited two different locations for this information. One is Reuters. The other one is at 961 app, which was really interesting to me, because when you go over there, it's like nothing. But anyways, if you actually go over to Reuters and you look at the story, that is a complete and total misquote from them. So what did the SecDef actually say about the hospital and whether or not there's going to be gold underneath it? What he actually said was, and I quote, "We have not seen evidence of that at this moment." Now, why would that be? Why do you think the Israelis would not be sharing intelligence with the United States government, particularly the Secretary of Defense? Well, maybe because right now it's rumored that somebody directly underneath or directly associated with him had leaked the information of the upcoming attack on Iran by Israel. Two documents ended up getting leaked on a Telegram channel, and there is no way that those pages of information did not come from the most upper levels of leadership within the DOD. So obviously Israel is going to be holding onto this intel until that leak gets solved. So yeah, the Secretary of Defense hasn't been shown any intelligence from the IDF more than likely, especially about this, because he's got a leak. I wouldn't give him crap either. But that is not even the whole reason I'm telling you to check it, because I took that tweet that they ended up putting out and I quoted it basically calling him out and let him know, hey man, that's not true. They immediately took it down. After they took it down, they then took it and reposted it. Like they deleted the post, waited a couple minutes for everybody's attention to go away because it was catching a lot of traction really fast. And then they turned around and published it again. Now this account has 1.7 million followers over on Twitter. It had been viewed over 100,000 times by the time I caught it. And they reposted it. So I called them out again, publicly, requested community notes, everything else. And then, so after he does that, I end up calling him out on that crap again. Like, hey, dude, you literally just posted the same crap and you're lying. And I put the full quote from the Secretary of Defense up there with the source right down underneath it. If you guys don't believe me, go look at it. It's not that hard. Go look it up. So they posted it again and then they issued a correction. But this time in their correction, they only changed the headline. No evidence at this moment of Hezbollah cash bunker under Beirut hospital. And then the body of it still contained the lie. So as people read further on, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin stated that there is no evidence supporting Israel's claim of a Hezbollah bunker filled with cash. I know that hurt their feelings because I was talking to them offline. So I know for a fact it did. And they said they had corrected it. In fact, they did not. So you know what your boy Matt did? I called him out one last time. And then they ended up coming out with this garbage, which is better than it was originally. So I think we can count that as a W. They ended up saying Defense Sec Austin, no evidence at this moment. Close enough, I guess. And he also didn't say no evidence. It's just they haven't seen it. So it's not there's no evidence. And at that point, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like my work was done and I have too much stuff to do. So I came back here to you guys. I am super excited to tell you guys about a new app that's called Kalshi. It's also available on desktop, and that's what you're looking at it at currently. Now, this is the first time in 100 years where you can legally trade on the elections in all 50 states. And you do it right here on this website or through their mobile app at Kalshi. Now check this out. I want to explain to you guys how this works. It's pretty simple, actually. So right now we're looking at who will win the presidential election. And as you can see up there on your screen, Donald Trump right now, they're saying has a higher percentage. And why are they saying that? Because more people believe in that and they're putting their money where they're mouth is. Now, I showed this the other day. Let's say you want to bet yes that Donald Trump is going to win the election. You click on yes, you end up putting the dollar amount down that you want. We're putting 100 down, all right, and saying that, yep, Donald's going to win. And it's coming in right now at about 59-ish cents per contract. That's going to end up getting me 169 contracts. I hope you're keeping up here. Now, if Donald Trump wins, I end up getting $169 back. That'd be a profit of $69.29. Now, if he loses, I get nothing. So why does it actually come out to be $69.29? It's really interesting. Basically, if you were to take 41 cents, multiply it by 169, it's going to come out directly to be $69.29. Now, this is really cool that you can actually do this. And there's also several other things that you can vote on, not just like there at the national level, but also in multiple states, right? So here's what's cool. Kalshi has already facilitated over 1 billion in trades and the election markets are now live to trade. You can sign up using my link, kalshi.com/Rob. And the first 500 traders who deposit $50 will get a free $20 credit. Come on, get over there. Now, while we're on the subject of false reporting, misinformation, and all of that other garbage, we're going to go back over. We're going to talk about the Sawhill Hospital, because one of the very first things that ended up coming out was the hospital director. His name is Dr. Fadi Almeida, ended up coming out and saying that there was no gold and cash underneath the hospital. IDF proclaims and alleges that there is almost $500 million or more underneath that hospital in a secret underground vault. So who is this quote unquote doctor that's claiming it's not there? And why the heck would Hezbollah trust him with that money? Well, I think I got the answer for you. What if I told you that he wasn't even a doctor to begin with? And I don't mean that in like in a butthead kind of way, like he's got his doctorate and he doesn't take care of people. I mean, he doesn't have a doctorate. As a matter of fact, his doctorate, allegedly, from what I can find online, was actually an honorary doctorate. But get this, his doctorate right here, honorary PhD in healthcare administration at Lehigh University. Now, what the heck is Lehigh University? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Lehigh University is actually kind of like a weird name that people end up getting confused, but it actually refers to the Hague University of Applied Sciences. Now, why is that important to understand? Because they don't have a doctorate program. So a university that doesn't even have a doctorate program gave him an honorary PhD. Now, I tried looking to see whether or not this doctor even had a PhD, or whether or not there was, whether or not there was even, proof that they had given him an honorary doctorate. I haven't seen it yet, and I really want somebody to look into that. I just don't have time. The craziest part about this doctor, quote unquote, now we know he's not, so we'll just call him Mr., that Hezbollah trusted this still $500 million with, doesn't really make it clear. Like, why would they give him $500 million to hold on to? Like, what the heck? Well, it's also important to understand that this doctor is, I gotta stop calling him a doctor. He's not a doctor. That this gentleman is also a member of parliament over inside of Lebanon. Now, in May of 22, he actually ran for election over inside of Lebanon. And wouldn't you know it, the results came in. But the very important thing to actually remember is like what political party he was affiliating himself with. Now, according to that article I just had up on your screen, he ran for the National Accord List and he won by a decent majority. But the National Accord List, according to them, is supported by the Free Patriotic Movement and the Amal Hezbollah Tandem. If you're asking what the heck all of that means, it means Hezbollah supported him in the election. So this guy with a fake doctorate won an election to become a member of parliament. By the way, he was an incumbent with the support of Hezbollah. Now, back in March of 2024, the U.S. government ended up cutting support for UNRWA because they, have ties with Hamas, maybe. 12 of them, actually, UNRWA workers, took place in the October 7th attacks. And just like the IDF disclosed today, you even got like people from Al Jazeera that are reporting as journalists, but they also work for Hamas. Like, these dudes are in deep everywhere. They're in deep with UNRWA. They're in deep with Al Jazeera. And it wouldn't surprise me if they're also in really, really deep with a bunch of online supporters. But nevertheless, I digress. The good not so doctor actually got kind of ticked off after that happened, and he went to like an UNRWA support rally press conference deal, and he made these statements.
يشكل هذا الإجراء بداية مأساة جديدة تضاف إلى مآسي الشعب الفلسطيني وتؤدي في حال تنفيذه إلى شطب قضيته في ظل إخفاق الشرعية الدولية في تطبيق القانون الدولي الإنساني ومحاولة القضاء على القضية الفلسطينية وحرمان أبناء هذا الشعب حق العودة.
Now, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Well, Matt, he's just supporting a humanitarian aid organization that's ran by the UN. Okay, that's fine. But let's look at this statement right here that he just made. He said, that Palestine is their land and the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. So it's their land. And by the way, Palestine for them and the right of return refers to all of Israel. And he says it belongs to them, not Israel. That is the quite literal quotes that are coming out of the Hamas charter. This dude is an extremist, and that is why Hezbollah has given him all that money to hold on to. So when he's standing in front of the camera saying it's not here, well, there's a lot of evidence, in my opinion, that it is. And for some reason, our Secretary of Defense can't figure this out, and he wants to stand up and say there is no evidence to suggest it, or they haven't seen any evidence. Have they even done the slightest bit of research? That's all I got for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.